Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. It is now 2:05 on this 20th day of November 2025, and it's time for today's Canyon County Board of Commissioners public hearing regarding case number SD2025-0004. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. To my left is Commissioner Zach Brooks, Commissioner Leslie Van Beek. The DSD staff report and any additional exhibits received by the established materials deadline have been posted on the county's website on the land use hearing page for anyone to review. Before we begin testimony, are there any declarations pertaining to this application, such as conversations or meetings outside of this hearing received by any commissioner?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
No, Mr. Chairman.
No for myself. Is there any commissioner who, for reasons of a conflict of interest, requests to be excused from participating in this specific decision?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
No, Mr. Chairman.
No for myself. Since we have very interested parties in the gallery, can I foreclude all of the normal preconditions of a meeting?
Please do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Bless you. All right. With that, we're going to do public testimony. The way the meeting will flow is that the applicant has the burden of proof. They're going to do the first presentation, followed by DSD staff. If anyone in the gallery wants to give their thoughts and concerns, then it'll be followed by that, followed by rebuttal by the applicant. So with that, let's do the oath of affirmation for those who are going to be presenting.
Deanne Lister, Stephanie Hopkins, have you raise your right hand? Do you swear affirm the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
You do.
Thank you.
All right. So let's begin with testimony from the applicant or their representative.
Thank you. Good afternoon, commissioners. Stephanie Hopkins with KM Engineering. Our address is 5725 North Discovery Way in Boise. I'm here very excited to represent the property owner and developer of Easy Flyer Subdivision. We received a positive recommendation of approval from the hearing examiner in August of this year, and this property was rezoned to the rural residential district earlier this year as well. So we have designed this subdivision in accordance with the development agreement and conditions of approval. And I guess we can go to the next slide. So the property is approximately 20 acres. It's located at near the southeast corner of Galloway and Duff Lane in unincorporated Cannon County. It's not within any area of impact for any of the cities. It is located near some other properties that are either already developed with single-family residential or soon to be developed with some single-family residential like Falcon Rim to the west. So we're proposing access from Galloway Road via a public road that will be extended through the site. If you want to go to the next slide, we fulfill several comprehensive plan goals, and a lot of that is providing residential development. It's a really, as we learned through the rezone process, we have tailored the subdivision to provide a nice transition from existing single-family residential to some of the agricultural uses that Cannon County and this area want to preserve. So the preliminary plat is proposing 7 lots. Our minimum lot size is 2.5 acres, and we have a 3.5 acre maximum size. So the existing home that's on the property at the very top of your screen, which is the furthest east part of the site, will be retained. That will be within one of the lots we're proposing, and the existing homeowner is going to live, I think, on another lot within the site. She'll be living in the same home that's on the site. There will be individual septic and well proposed for each of the homes. As I mentioned, there's a public street that'll extend into the site. Right now we have that cul-de-sac shown, and then there is public right-of-way that's stubbed to the east should property to the east redevelop. So we've coordinated with Highway District 4. They approved the preliminary plat recently at a commission meeting. And everything's been designed in accordance with their requirements. There will be a bus stop provided, or a bus kind of waiting area provided on south of Galloway on Vermos Drive that's just to the west of that roadway. So that'll be depicted on the final plat. I think that's a condition of approval. And let's see, cluster mailbox unit will be located within the same right-of-way, so it'll be on the east side of the right-of-way. We've been coordinating that with the post office. So I think that covers it. This property doesn't have any irrigation or water rights. Those have been transferred to another property. There was not enough water to fulfill any kind of irrigation for the development or to the subdivision of the property. So the property owner felt that it'd be best to transfer those rights to someone else that could use them down the line. So individual wells will be serving for irrigation purposes, up to a half acre for each of the properties. And I think that pretty much covers the proposal. The homeowner and property owners here today, if you have any further questions, they or their representative can answer, and I'm happy to answer any questions as well. Thank you.
All right. Any questions?
Chairman, just given the no water rights and the wells that'll be used, it's nice these are larger lots. And is there a plan for the rest of what's not?
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, I don't know that there's a specific plan, but there's a fair amount of topography on the site. So there's actually a few, you can see kind of in the center, it kind of hills up. There are quite a few areas that will have a fair amount of slope.
Okay.
We've submitted a hillside development permit with this application.
Okay.
So those areas would be non-vegetated kind of just naturally, but I think, you know, if that was a concern, we could include something within the CCNRs or kind of approach it in that direction.
And I was just curious that you hadn't touched on that, but thank you for reminding us that there's slopes on these.
Yes, yep. So we've coordinated with the county engineer on that.
Okay.
Or reviewer, I can't, anyhow, I think the roads are 7% maximum grade, and then there are some areas within the buildable that go up to, I think, about 15%.
Grade. And is there, we had a land use case last week with some steep slopes like that with a greater roadway allotment. I think it was 70 feet on that. Has that been taken into consideration in this plat?
Commissioner, I don't know that we have adjusted. I don't know that we've needed to adjust the roadway width, but
okay.
There are probably more information on the approval for the hillside development permit.
Yeah, but some of the roads are 15%. Is that what I heard you say?
No, no apologies. 7% is the maximum grade, which I think is allowable without any extra right-of-way.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the clarification.
Any other questions?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Let's have DSD present.
Thank you, Chairman Holden and Commissioners. So as stated, for you is the request for approval of the Easy Flyer subdivision preliminary plat. As you see on the screen, the aerial is showing the property in question, and then next to it is the 7-lot subdivision being proposed served by a public road. Your criteria before you today is one, to consider the recommendations by the commission or the hearing examiner in this case, and then also based on your review, recommend or based on evaluating the standards before in your staff report, provide reasons of approval or denial. Oh, is that my phone? I'm sure it is. It'll go away. All right, so Easy Flyer subdivision is a 20-acre lot-ish, but with public right-of-way turns to about 17.56 acres. There's 7 lots. The rural residential zone was approved with a conditional, a development agreement in 2025. One of the conditions is it has to be a 2.5-acre average minimum lot size, no secondary dwellings, and then also make sure there's a bus stop location to support the school buses. Water and sewer is individual wells and septic. As stated, the irrigation waters were only provided 9 irrigatable acres, and those were transferred off the property. Drainage, runoff and common area, storm drainage facilities will be maintained by the property owners association. Each property owner is responsible for maintaining their own runoff. Storm drainage from the roadways and lots will be collected in roadside swells and retained in stormwater infiltration ponds. And that is part of the engineering notes on the plat. The development will take access on Galloway Road, a major collector, via an internal public road, Gamas Drive. The road includes a future stub for future development of the parcel to the east. Road construction must be reviewed and approved by Highway District Number 4. They did approve the preliminary plat. We have a condition saying final plat has to be approved and signed by that agency. As you see on the slide, the gray area does indicate there are slopes greater than 15%. Grading and drainage plans, final ones, will be required as part of the construction drawings. Highway District Number 4 would review the road requirements, and in this case, there are slope easements as part of the normal width of this road to account for the drainage and erosion control and things of that matter on this map. So they do require that. And then additionally, there's a condition added just stating the other lots that had the slopes, those are no build areas, so they can't construct within those areas. Comments received at our DSD engineering staff did recommend approval after reviewing the final plat or the preliminary plat, subject to conditions regarding hillside development, stormwater management plan, and a construction drawing to be submitted at the time of final plat. Idaho Transportation Department had no concerns. Southwest District Health did not have many concerns. So the conditions would be just they have to complete their requirements with Southwest District Health and get a signed approval on the final plat before the board signs it. Middleton Fire District found that Station 52 is about 5.9 miles away and with a 9-minute travel time, and provided a letter with some conditions and requested to review the final plat before signing. This is mostly just for to make sure access meets their requirements. Black Canyon Irrigation District just verified that the water rights had been transferred. So the domestic well would be providing the half acre of irrigation waters. And then Idaho Department of Environmental Quality just provided a general list that didn't really, it was not project specific. The hearings examiner on August 18th recommended approval, found that the standards shown on the screen were met, and that the following conditions shown on the screen apply to this, should be considered as part of this approval. And I'll just quickly go through that. The main ones, and number one, is that any improvements have to be done, a construction drawing and plan shall be submitted to our department as part of that final plat. It gets reviewed before they start constructing. As part of it, we do want a final engineered grading and drainage plan that meets our hillside development requirements. Once that is reviewed and approved, they can start constructing, and then they'll have to have a certified letter saying they met our requirements. Then a stormwater management plan needs to be addressing short-term construction protections as well as long-term protections, and then those need to be either added to their CCRs or recorded somehow so people who buy those lots know that they have to maintain that and how to maintain that. The other ones are pretty straightforward. Make sure finished grades at the boundaries are, match, and then there's no there's still protection and maintenance of historic irrigation that affected departments such as like the Highway District, Southwest District Health, Fire Department, IDWR, all get to review this before we assign the final plat. We also want a note making sure that all the conditions of the development agreement are stated in the final plat so that people know who buy the property, they don't have secondary housing rights. Also, we will look at the final plat to make sure there's a common or easement area for the shared community mailbox, so that's easily identified. And then again, a note just saying that slopes over 15% is prohibited to be developed on. And those are the conditions recommended by the hearings examiner. And with that, that concludes staff's presentation.
As a point of clarification, the two lot numbers are for the one red rectangular lot that's going through the center and the balance of the rest of it. That's the two tax IDs, right?
Yes.
I'm a bit muddled. Is the road public and is it maintained by Highway 4 or is it maintained by CCNRs within the subdivision?
Through the chair, the applicant agreed to a public road, so it will be made to meet Highway District Number 4 requirements, which once they complete it, the public would maintain it. And then they have the stub road per the highway district, just in case the next lot does build out, that there will be some connection.
And the, just a little bit of concern with it, that steep, the individual deeds will show that they're responsible. Go back one more slide forward, I guess, the other way. Anyway, you mentioned CCNRs or something. Go two slides, there you go, right there. Long-term, O&M via CCNRs.
That's required by our engineer. So they identified a drain, right now it's a preliminary drainage plan, so we want a final, and with that, the maintenance requirements for that. So if it is the HOA or a homeowner's responsibility, they know what that is and how to maintain it.
Okay. I'm trying to be the devil's advocate. So you get somebody in from Tahiti and they don't care whether there's erosion or not. Is it going to have teeth in it?
Yes.
I'll take your word for it.
It's so far so good when we require these. Now, again, I think your concern is the rule is only good as the HOA or the following those CCNRs. It's a legal thing. Same as our road users main screen, we may have it in our code, but getting somebody to actually do those things is a legal matter between them, you know. And so if we do get a concerns about stormwater, it really is, all right, you guys need to work it out.
Right.
Yeah, so as long as we have it in there and it's identified on the plat,
right,
and it gets recorded and they buy it that way, they're well aware at that point.
It's my job to do the best I can do to make sure that it gets on the documents so the other neighbors have at least some via means to help the whole community be okay. All right. Questions?
I don't have any questions, Chairman. Thank you.
All right. And did we have anybody sign up besides the presenter? Man, is there anything to rebut?
I don't think so. Thank you for your consideration. I appreciate it.
Sure. All right. Any questions in closing?
I don't have any, Chairman. I move that we close public testimony.
A second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded to close public testimony. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. So we will go into a time of deliberation and see if we can come up with a decision. Since it's all amended.
That's right.
That's all I have to say about that. Of course, we will... Decisions must be based on information in the record and criteria outlined in Idaho State Code and Canyon County ordinances. No new information is to be presented or discussed, and we will not take comments from the audience. It's important that we are able to discuss our opinion, make specific findings, and therefore the board will discuss the matter.
Chairman, I'm in favor of approving the preliminary plat as presented.
I've reviewed the FCOs from the hearing examiner, and I can't see that I have any changes to that. Dan, have you seen anything that would be different than what's been printed?
Okay. No, and on that, if you agree with the hearing examiner, I already have an FCO ready for you to sign.
Wow. All right.
I'm in favor, Mr. Chairman.
You can do that?
Yep. I'm in favor. Yep.
All right.
I've reviewed it as well.
I'm in favor of doing that, so I would entertain discussion or a motion moving towards that decision.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary plat for Easy Flyer Subdivision case number SD2025. -0004 as presented by staff.
And I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. I have the document in front of us to sign. I would say that there's no other business. I'd make a motion that we adjourn.
Third.
We got plenty of support. All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.